And our goal is to really build platforms, create the best end user experiences, the best developer opportunity, and IT infrastructure for this ubiquitous computing or mobile first, cloud first world. And that's really our vision. So we are going to basically use the same platform that we want you to target to build our own set of applications. So those will be the three reasons, because we're going to innovate with the challenger mindset, we're going to create the broadest platform opportunity in terms of sockets for you, and we are going to bet on that platform ourselves, and that's the reason why you should target Windows. Our vision, simply put, is to thrive in this world of mobile first, cloud first, going forward. There is going to be more ubiquitous computing everywhere, and there's going to be ambient intelligence everywhere. So that means there will be more new form factors.
But another thing we're doing here is we're letting people choose a background for start. So I'm going to choose background and go into the set of backgrounds that we've supplied, because I like this one here with this cool green texture, which matches my phone. I'll say OK, and then you can see there that photo has been selected. And now when I go back to start, voila, I have a really different and beautiful visual appearance for my tiles. Of course, and I need all caps for this, I love, with a heart, developers. But hordes of occasionally cynical techies can be intimidating. Whew! There's the word flow keyboard in action. So we implemented a right-click context menu that pops up in a familiar way, a way that all mouse users have grown to love. And it makes it easy for me to do things like resize a tile into its large or small size and so on. Even beyond that, there are power user commands that Windows users are familiar with, like holding down the control key and selecting a bunch of app tiles. And then when I do that, I can grab them all and drag them around together. I'll move these tiles all to here, and you can see that set of three all moved. Or I can choose a set and change them all to small tiles. So I have a powerful and quick way to interact with the start screen via the mouse. If you are a Windows user that's been a Windows user for a long time, you probably have a deep and intimate relationship with the taskbar. It's the way you think about switching between apps or launching apps, and we've enhanced it significantly in this update to work with new Windows Store apps. So you'll see down here, I have a few apps that are Win32 apps, and then over here I have a bunch of taskbar buttons for apps that are store apps.
We think as the screens get smaller and the devices get smaller, the cloud gets bigger. And we're going to make some incredibly new things possible. And last but not least, we believe in all of you. We believe in our OEMs and device diversity. We believe in our developers, and the best has yet to come. And we're here to help you guys do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nokia Lumia 930. We're so proud to be able to announce that first here today. Now, the Lumia 930 is absolutely a flagship device built on and for Windows Phone 8.1. It integrates the best of Microsoft and the best of Lumia. There it is, the Nokia Lumia 630, and very similar to that, the Lumia 635. Just an amazing device, as you're about to hear. It brings an uncompromised Microsoft experience and an uncompromised Lumia experience to more people at much lower price points.
And especially in combination with Office, as we build out these native applications for the new platform, you will see us continue